Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Happy pre-NCAA tournament eve, and what with that said, hi everybody, welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the glorious Sunshine State. Magic do have a basketball game tonight, believe it or not, it is at home. This, they are in the midst of a five-game run inside the Amway Center. They will host Elfrid Payton and his New Orleans Pelicans. That one will tip at about 7:10. We will have our pregame show right here on 96.9 The Game with Brandon Kravitz. That'll commence at about 6:32. What that means is that for about the next 25 minutes, you're stuck with us. Sorry. Deal with it. That's what we got for you. Anyway, coming up on today's show, I've got an interesting theory that maybe the Magic aren't chasing the team that everybody thinks that they're chasing. Maybe they're chasing somebody else. We'll talk about that more coming up in the second half of the show. We'll have an interview with Michael Carter-Williams that I got yesterday at practice. Of course, if you do not know the story on MCW, Magic signed him to a 10-day contract on Friday. He had one day of practice, played in the game on Sunday, played 16 minutes, posted 5 points. And of course, if you don't know the background story about MCW, this was a guy that was a Rookie of the Year in 2013. Also had one of the best games against then Magic guard Victor Oladipo when they both went for triple doubles in that basketball game. We talk about that. We'll also talk about how important this game is, how important this run is for him with the Magic, and how he can help them make the Eastern Conference playoffs. So all that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Some news and notes heading into tonight's basketball game. Magic are just a game and a half back of the Miami Heat for the final spot in this year's Eastern Conference playoffs, and three games back of the Brooklyn Nets. Magic have won their first two games on this five-game homestand. That'll also include matches that will take place on Friday against the Memphis Grizzlies, and then it'll commence on Monday as they welcome in the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, from the Pelicans' standpoint, Anthony Davis will not participate in tonight's basketball game. Instead, he is listed as out due to personal reasons. Also, former Magic player Etuan Moore is also out, and All-Star guard Drew Holiday will not participate in today's basketball game. So if you're saying the Magic got a break, I think that's right. They'll also welcome back in former Magic point guard Elfrid Payton, who's on a run of five straight triple-doubles. So there you go. There's every single nugget heading into tonight's basketball game, or at least some of them. Just a reminder, the phone line is 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That's 50857. And just a reminder, it is never too early to secure your tickets for the 19-20 season. With a full season plan, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. All you got to do, visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. All right, Cody, here we go.
What's trending now?
Russell will take and hit! Are you kidding me? D'Angelo Russell! On another planet right now. It's down three. They trail by 25 to start the quarter. Russell on the attack, lays it in. It's a one-point game. A new career high for Russell. He has 42. This group of five has been brilliant for Brooklyn. Russell again veering to the rim, lays it in again. Fox looking to answer, cannot. Rebound Brooklyn. They can take the lead here. Hollis Jefferson finds Russell. Dudley, top of the key, three is good. They've come all the way back. Brooklyn leads by two.
I will tell you what, I could listen to Ian Eagle call a basketball game all day long. I think he's fantastic. I think he's wonderful. But, you know, one of the things about working in the media is a lot of times when you're looking for new headlines and you're looking for new things to follow, instead of following the same storyline that everybody else is on, sometimes you have to create your own path and you have to find new things to talk about. And one of them is, I think it's very simple to sit here and say that the only team the Magic are chasing in this year's Eastern Conference playoff picture is the Miami Heat. And why is that the easy storyline to say? Well, it's the team directly north of you in the standings. And it's true, entering the day, they are just a game and a half back with 11 to play. And yes, those are easily made up, but you're also two games back in the loss column. And it's also easy to sit here and say that, well, you have that one head-to-head with them. Yeah, but a lot can happen in those other 10 basketball games that aren't played against the Miami Heat. So a lot of different varying factors and variables go into why we choose the storylines that we do. And to me, the most important one is that maybe the Magic aren't chasing the Miami Heat. maybe right now, if you were to look at it and you were to look at the standings, you were saying that maybe they're chasing the Brooklyn Nets. And people will call me crazy. It happens all the time. I get it. It's understandable. It happens more times in a day than you think. It often happens on every single date that I've ever been on. But that's neither here nor there. The reason I'm saying that is because, look, Brooklyn is a good basketball team. They had a good run earlier this year, and I think they went on that run where they won like 19 to 23 basketball games. The difference is now they're an entirely different basketball team than what we saw in January when they played all those games against each other. Look, they entered the day 37-36, sole possession of 7th place, and 3 games ahead of the Magic in the entire standings. And yes, 3 games with 9 games left on their schedule is a lot for the Magic to overcome. But the Magic also have 2 more games on their schedule than they do. And if you look at kind of their season in a nutshell right now with what they've done on their recent run, well, they've lost 3 of their last 4. They had to come back from 25 last night on the strength of a career night from D'Angelo Russell, in which he posted 27 points in the final frame, outpaced the Sacramento Kings by himself, just to kind of get a win back under them. And another reason that not only is it not how you're playing now, it's also against the teams that you still have left on your schedule. And for Brooklyn, their schedule is a whole lot harder than what the Magic are dealing with, and it is a whole lot harder than what the Miami Heat are dealing with. Look, because I'm a numbers guy and because I try to look at the entire picture as a whole, this is what they have on their road ahead. At LA, at Portland, at Philly, versus Boston, versus Milwaukee, versus Toronto, at Milwaukee, at Indy, and versus Miami. And if you know what the NBA standings look like at all, one thing should have said or rang a bell in your head. That is a whole lot of teams that are currently in the playoffs right now. Of those 9 basketball games, 8 of those teams currently are in the NBA playoffs. That is a very difficult schedule. And not saying that Brooklyn can't do it. Not saying that they can't run through that. But what I'm saying is this isn't the same team that we saw in late January. Why? Because injuries have taken their toll. Look, they got Caris LeVert back, and he hasn't been the same as before they lost him. They lost Spencer Dinwiddie for a little bit of time. He's back, has not been the same. But they're also dealing with injuries to Shabazz Napier and Allen Crabb, 2 big-time rotation pieces for those Brooklyn Nets. But without them, they're very mediocre. So what say you guys? 407-447-2145. 407-447-2145. Do the Magic have a better chance of catching the Miami Heat, who are a game and a half up on them in the Eastern Conference standings as of today, or do they have a better chance of the Brooklyn Nets entirely falling out of the playoffs? Because when I sit here and I look at this today, I'm saying that the Nets have a higher probability of falling out of the playoffs than the Magic do of catching the Heat.
Yeah, and if you look at the strength of schedule numbers, just kind of going back to when you were talking about the last 9 games that Brooklyn has, it is a .622 winning percentage, the toughest in the league over the remaining games that the Brooklyn Nets have on their schedule. And you know, you and I were talking about it earlier on the Producer's Cut podcast. We were talking off air. Everyone is so focused on the Miami Heat, and you've got a team that has struggled a little bit in the Brooklyn Nets. You pointed it out. Of a 7-game road trip, West Coast and then back to East Coast swing, dropped the first one in Oklahoma City, dropped the second one in Utah, dropped the third one in LA against the Clippers. Needed a career night from D'Lo last night to get a 2-point win against Sacramento. Lakers, Portland, Philly, no easy task, and then it's really murderer's row from there. And they started out 0-3 on the trip, so to get a win back was big for them last night. But they're not playing their best basketball right now, which I think goes back to your point of thinking that, hey, yes, the Magic need to move up to catch the Miami Heat, but the Brooklyn Nets are right there for the taking as well.
Oh, absolutely. And yes, the Magic do have to win the games on their schedule moving forward. But I'm just saying it's highly probable that during that stretch run, Brooklyn could go something of 2-7. That is not out of the realm of questioning with the teams that they have on their schedule. And then the other flip side of the coin is Miami's playing really good basketball right now. They just took down the Oklahoma City Thunder on Monday night. And when you look at kind of how they've been playing this month, they're 7-2 in the month of March. They're finally healthy. Goran Dragic had been coming off the bench. He is a game changer for them. And it seems like everybody in some way, shape, or form for that Heat team right now has kind of bought into their roles, and that's a lot of it.
No, they absolutely have. Kelly Olynyk is a guy that has been playing out of his mind. Olynyk is averaging 10.2 points on the year, but he has been a guy that has stepped up. They've got Whiteside coming off the bench, and Olynyk has been a guy that's been slotted in there and done extremely well for Miami. And you and I were talking about this point as well. You know, talking with different people about what teams the Magic want to catch, Miami's right there. You look at the numbers, they may have like a 35, 40% chance of making the playoffs. But if you've watched the way they play, and 7-2 in those last nine games here this month,
they look like one of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference.
They do. They look like they're a team that has a 70 or 80% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them down the stretch. But you also have to remember, not only are they playing to make the playoffs, they're also playing to get Dwayne Wade
added motivation
last playoffs. And I think every other team around the conference realizes that, and they've taken note of that.
And can I just say, man, I wish he wouldn't retire. He's been really productive. You watch these games that they're having and you watch the performances that he's had. It's not like he's really at the end of his rope and everyone, you know, is nice sending him off. Dwayne Wade is hitting big shots and is still very productive for this Heat team.
They have done such a good job of monitoring his load management and making sure that his minutes are where he needs to be so that he can be successful. But I also think the player knows his body, the player knows himself, and that's a tip of the cap to Dwayne Wade. So, I'm just saying there's different things to watch than just the teams that are directly ahead of you in the standings. And if you take a look at where other guys are, maybe the Magic have their eyes focused not only on Miami, but also what's happening in Brooklyn each and every night. All right, 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That's 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857, 50857. If you have a comment, if you have a question, join the show. We'll take calls during during the break. But just a reminder, Magic fans, don't miss your chance to be part of history during the 30th anniversary season presented by Advent Health. Join the playoff push and see the Magic take on teams like the Sixers, the New York Knicks, and the Atlanta Hawks as they visit Amway Center. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. It is pure magic. Okay, in the second half of the show, we're going to welcome on Michael Carter-Williams. Made his debut for the Magic on Sunday. A nice kid with a good opportunity to help this team get into the playoffs. We'll also talk about his run to an NCAA Final Four and how that started and kickstarted his NBA career. Okay, all that and more on the other side.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Exciting news, Magic fans and pasta lovers. Olive Garden and the Orlando Magic have teamed up for a delicious giveaway. When the Magic make three or more dunks during a home game, everyone in attendance receives an offer for free soup, salad, and breadsticks. Just look for a text code during or after the game to redeem. Grab your tickets for the opportunity to score this mouth-watering deal. Then show off a few sweet dunks of your own at Olive Garden.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
The big thing he can do, again, I think as he gets in better shape, people will see. He had three or four pick and roll defensive plays the other night that were like, I don't know if you remember, he had the one. I mean, Trae Young's really good. Trae Young got separation up above the free throw line and he caught him before he could get to the basket. Listen, I mean, there's only, you know, a few, and I'm being nice, guys in this league that could catch that guy on that play. It's an elite defensive play.
Tell you what, Steve Clifford does not lie. And when Steve Clifford gives praises like that, he means it. And the guy that he was talking about right there was Michael Carter-Williams, who the Magic signed to a 10-day contract on Friday. He practiced with this team on Saturday. And then on Sunday, after not playing since January, all he did was post 16 minutes, 5 points, did not make a shot from the field, but all five of his points came at the free throw line. But defensively, I'll tell you what, we saw it in that basketball game. We saw how good he is around the perimeter. And you heard Cliff talk about it right there. The way that he can disrupt so many things. He is a tall guard. The way that he moves is fantastic. And if you don't remember this guy in his rookie season with Philadelphia, go back and watch some of the tape. There was a reason this guy was the rookie of the year. There was a reason why he had five triple-doubles early on. And you remember that game that he had against Victor Oladipo where they both became the first two rookies in an NBA basketball game to post triple-doubles. So if you're going to take a flyer on a guy, take a flyer on a guy like this, and I think the Magic have an opportunity right here with Michael Carter-Williams. So just a reminder, if you did not catch the first segment, we were talking about why the Magic aren't necessarily just chasing the Miami Heat, why they might be chasing Brooklyn. And over the course of the break, we did get a call, and I believe we have Josh on the line. Josh, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, you know, just seeing if this Magic team actually makes the playoffs. How about you, Josh?
Same, man. Hoping and praying, wishing and hoping, a little bit of everything.
Okay, what do you got for us today, man?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, just want to capitalize on what you said. I agree, man. We're chasing everybody. Got to watch the Heat. Got to watch the Nets. Got to watch the Hornets. It's like we're babysitting everybody. It's crazy.
Exactly. Great call, Josh. I'll tell you what. It's fun to be involved this late in the season. It's fun to watch scoreboards. It's fun to take account into what other team schedules look like. And it's been a long time since we've been able to do this in Orlando. So great call, Josh. We appreciate it. That does open up a phone line, 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. Who are the Magic more likely to catch? The Brooklyn Nets, who have a murderer's row of a schedule the rest of the way. 8 of their last 9 are against playoff teams, or the Miami Heat. So we'll leave you with that. But we do want to get to this interview with Michael Carter-Williams. All right, here we go. All right, we are standing here with Michael Carter-Williams, the newest acquisition, the backup point guard for the Orlando Magic. First off, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. How's your day going?
It's going well, and I appreciate you guys for having me.
Oh, anytime. Now, this has been a quick process for you. You've been here 3 days. You already have one game under your belt. Kind of take us through that. How big of a whirlwind is coming into a team, trying to assimilate yourself, and then let alone the fact that the NBA comes fast and furious every single night?
Yeah, you know, that's the beauty of the NBA. You know, things happen quickly. You know, it's everything I wanted, so, you know, I'm happy about being here. You know, the transition is, you know, it's tough, but like I said, it's everything I wanted, you know, and that's what you expect when you come in. And I just go out there and just play hard and give it my all, and I know good things will happen.
How perfect of an opportunity was this for you to come in a situation where a team really needed help at their second unit?
You know, this is everything, you know, everything I could have wanted. You know, I get a, you know, a chance to play. I don't got to come to a team and, you know, necessarily, you know, sit the bench the whole time. You know, I get a chance to, you know, prove that I can help teams win. And, you know, I'm thankful for it. You know, I'm going to work hard and continue to build with these guys and continue to be unselfish and to learn every day.
It's crazy how highly Cliff spoke of you prior to the game on Sunday, and then also just kind of what your defensive tenacities are, what your tendencies are. How much did that help that year in Charlotte with him last year, kind of just assimilating yourself a little bit quicker?
It helps a lot that I was with Charlotte and him last year. You know, I know what he wants out of players on the floor. I know what he looks for out of me. So, you know, I'm able to come here and just do those things. And he does a great job putting players in position to succeed. And so I can't really ask for much more. You know, I'm thankful for the fact that I'm here. And, you know, I just, you know, like I've been saying, I'm just, you know, go out there and give him my all. And that's what, you know, Coach Cliff wants.
Did you have any conversations with him prior to signing?
Yeah. You know, I spoke to him. He asked me, you know, what I've been doing and, you know, am I ready to, you know, come in here and get going? And, you know, I told him, yeah, you know, I'm hungry to get back out there and I'm ready.
As far as just getting back to playing 5-on-5 and getting in game shape, how hard is that? I mean, it happens fast, but just, I mean, you hadn't played since January.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely happens fast. You know, I try to keep myself in shape the best I can. You know, I was working hard. I feel like I, you know, was able to build a pretty good base. You know, I know there's nothing like game shape, and you know, I felt that in the first game towards the end of my first rotation. But overall, you know, I think I was, you know, pretty good for my first game in terms of being in shape.
You did have a connection with some players on this team, most notably Kim Birch. Just kind of speak to the relationship that you guys had, and did Kim ever call you and kind of tell you what to expect?
I never spoke to Kim until I got here. I got here pretty quick though, so like when they made the call and they told me, you know, I got down here as soon as I could. So I didn't change. When I got here, I spoke to him. I've known Kim for a long time. You know, our high school days, and we've hung out a bunch of times on and off the court. So he's a good dude. You know, we definitely communicate, you know, a lot, and yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Is it kind of easy to throw those lobs to him a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get a chance to catch him on any lobs the first game, but he's definitely a lob threat at the rim. You know, defensive, you know, guy. He blocks shots, grabs rebounds, and he can do a lot of special things out there.
You mentioned this is a big opportunity for this team. This is also a big opportunity for you. A 10-day contract to get a second one to help a team make a playoff push. each and every game, it seems like the intensity is building as it passes. How important is that for you to, one, you know, fit into a team mold, but also prove to yourself that this is a big moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity is definitely there. You know, I try to take one day at a time. You know, I try to, you know, learn new things. I try not to worry about, you know, what the future holds for me. You know, if I take one day at a time and put the time and effort in, then, you know, the rest will take care of itself. So, you know, I've learned that throughout my career. You know, I've always thought about, you know, the future, what could happen here, what could happen there. And I've just learned that, you know, you got to take it one step at a time. And I'm not worried about, you know, I'm not worried about tomorrow. You know, the only thing I'm worried about is today, you know, how I can help the team get better today and what I can do to get myself better.
All right, we're talking about the present and the future, but let's talk about the past a little bit, because your Syracuse Orange are going to play on Thursday. It's NCAA tournament time.
Right.
You had a great run in the NCAA tournament. Just kind of talk about those memories that you had playing with that Cuse team and all the success that you guys did have. Do you still keep up with any of them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I still got some, you know, real close friends, you know, Jeremy Grant. You know, I talked to Trevor the other day, you know, Raheem Christmas, CJ Fair is one of my best friends. So, you know, I talk to, you know, I catch up with Dion when I see him, you know. I always, you know, like to keep in touch with those guys. You know, we had a great, you know, Final Four run, one of the best times in my life. And, you know, I'm pushing for Cuse. You know, I always know they make a little bit of noise in the tournament. So, you know, hopefully we can go and get on a run.
Special thanks to Michael Carter-Williams for taking the time and talking to us during practice yesterday. If you do want to hear that interview in its entirety, Cody spoke about it in the first segment, but there is a new edition of the Producer's Cut. That is my show on TuneIn. That interview ran for about 8 minutes with Michael Carter-Williams. We do get into his time at Syracuse a little bit more. So if you want to check it out, all you got to do, go to TuneIn or Spotify, search The Producer's Cut with Aaron Berlin. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today. As always, this is your show. So when you guys call in, when you participate, it just really makes our day. Magic and Pelicans at 7:10 tonight. We get underway the pregame show in about 7 minutes. Stick around. BK has you covered. That does it for us today, guys.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more 3-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People have fun.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.